7 after the hour, Wednesday, May 23rd, 2012. Eleanor Roosevelt said, "No one can make you feel inferior without your consent." Is there anything
that's
more profound than that? That's very, very profound. Something very much you can take that to heart. The All-Stars are here. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli reporting to you on another great American day. Of course, we're interested in important things here like designer discounts. You know that Roberta's the queen of cheap. Today we have deals from Target and P.F. Chang's and all kinds of other things. We have
7-Eleven.
These cumulative things there. Prices for handbags from some of the luxury designers during the boom
time. Dollars.
Mm-hmm. $2,000 for
easy.
A Gucci bag. Well, apparently, the prices of bags are coming down. The labels, however,
cheaper slave labor?
Yes. The Luxury Institute. Did you know there was a place called the Luxury Institute? You want to check them out online?
No, but I'd actually like to live there. That's
I thought it was Jen's house.
The Luxury... No, believe me, I've been in Jen's house. It ain't the Luxury Institute.
It's as luxurious as you can get in my town.
That may be true. All right. Motorcycles up on the back porch. That's pretty much Jennifer's neighborhood. Anyway.
Cool.
The Luxury Institute estimates that prices for some of the summer models on these designer handbags have fallen 20% from a year ago. But do not assume you are getting more for your money. In fact, the industry, the Luxury Institute, says that they've done some research, and labeling is one thing. Quality is another. They're nipping and tucking and finding ways behind the scenes to remove costs. Here's how they do it. They are using simpler colors and fabrics, fewer bells and whistles. They are using more nylon. Coach will soon source its various and sundry bags from France to India.
Oh
my God, that sounds like heresy, right? On some of the new bags, gold or silver clasps are being changed to leather closures, and the designer zippers are now made in Hong Kong instead of Italy. My God, how can people stand this?
Well,
Rich, can you imagine?
What will you do?
What in the world? Okay, so what's the male equivalent of this, ladies? Jennifer, Roberta, what's the male equivalent? No, handbag. Let's talk about something
you
that
can
men...
You can only choose. A merce. Men have merces.
No, what? Men don't have merces.
What's
yes,
a merce?
A man purse. A merce is a man purse.
Some...
I don't see
people with male anatomy have merces.
I'm just going to say, as a football player that I know, Fred Dreyer, we've had him on this show before, carries a Louis Vuitton bag. He totally rocks a merce.
A lot of men do in New York, because they have their iPads and stuff in them. Yep.
Yeah. All right.
If you have an iPad, where are you going to carry it?
In a briefcase.
I think watches are probably the closest.
A shoulder bag.
Briefcase.
Like a shoulder briefcase.
No.
So to answer your question, Dougie, I think a watch. Men are
watches.
Rolex. Yes.
Watches. Okay, so
that's the closest
to things like high-end handbags.
Yeah,
would be
or a nice
high-end
suit.
Watches.
Mm-hmm.
So are they making them cheaper as well? The watches that fall off those trucks in New York are
the one
always...
I got from my dad with that Rolex was only $100 on the beach in Mexico. I think it was real too. Somebody's wrist was attached.
Great.
Discard.
All right, so this I just wonder about this sometimes because there's so much emphasis placed on women's things like this, and yet it seemed to me men had their toys as well. And whether they, you can tell. See, I don't know the difference. I don't know anything about any of this stuff. I am complete. I wouldn't tell you one bag from another. I couldn't tell you whether, unless I see the C, which is for what do you call it? What's the C for? Now I lost mine.
For what product?
The bags. If you have a C on it, it's Coach, right?
It's Coach.
Right. Oh,
okay.
Coach, yeah.
So how do you tell a Gucci bag?
What the name says Gucci.
Does it say Gucci on it?
Most of them have like a hard metal clasp with the name on it, like Gucci or, you know, Dooney and Burke or whatever it is.
Okay. What about Prada? How do you tell Prada shoes
it says
or bags?
Prada.
It says
it's a triangle. It's an upside down triangle that says Prada. Yeah.
Okay. All right, but see how I'm not schooled in this at all.
And purses, actually, the real purses, like Gucci bags and Prada bags, have actually a label on the inside that numbers them.
Yeah.
So you know which one you have.
Mm-hmm. I bought my wife a Coach bag. She's like, I love it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But I will not walk around with a bag that costs $500.
You spent $500?
Coach is the most inexpensive
of
all
the
designer bags.
She didn't want it.
She didn't.
But the thing about Coach bags is that they never wear out if you buy the real leather ones. Mm-hmm. There was a bag about 7 or 8 years ago in Macy's, a Coach bag, that I was just lusting after, but it was $550, and I couldn't bring myself to buy it. And I was down in Florida about, a year later, and I went into the outlet store, and there was my bag for $125.
Did you buy it?
Yes.
The queen of cheap, ladies and gentlemen.
And I've had it now. You can't kill this bag. Let me tell you, I have abused this thing to no end, and you cannot kill it.
Coach bags are really good. And quick little tip, sign up on the Coach website if you're interested in getting a deal, because they send out every once in a while for people that are members on their website, 70% off their outlet prices. I got a Coach bag because my mom's never had one. I got her one for Valentine's Day that retailed at $300-something. I got it for $57.
Sure, glad I brought this up. Who would have thought you'd be going to see the pot like
this?
Sign
up on that.
Where were you when I was spending
$500? Only idiots pay full price for anything.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that's what my wife said.
Do you believe that I don't know anything about any of this stuff? I really don't. I just saw this article in a magazine on the airplane, and I thought, well, this is interesting. Let me get Jennifer and Roberta's take on this. And so now it's turned into this whole big to-do. And men as well. Looking for things. A lot of men wear things that are supposedly very prestigious. They wear a lot of gold jewelry, or they wear these fancy watches. I couldn't tell you that I know one from another. I have a Timex watch that my son got me how many years ago that I wear on the farm for the most part.
It's
rugged.
On it, right?
But I have those are other watches that I've had. They have four watches with different pictures of the children on it at different stages. Those cost $19. And the I don't even know what he paid for a Timex watch. What did he pay for a Timex watch? $29?
Anywhere from $30 to $100.
Yeah, not too much.
That's it. And so what difference does it make? Do I sound silly? It tells the time. What do you care? Why would you spend $5,000?
But you don't buy nice clothes either.
I buy clothes. No, that's not true. I appreciate good clothing. I don't go over the top. A lot of the clothing that I have that's really good. And I have really good clothing. I just don't wear that often because I don't need to.
That's true.
I mean, I have some very expensive
suits.
Hard to
find designer turtlenecks.
I spent, how much did I spend for the suit for Megan's wedding? $1,000, I think, for that suit.
You did?
That's crazy.
I know, it was crazy.
See, I will look at a man's shoes because I think they say a lot about a man.
That's what I spend money on, shoes.
But I will never look at I'll never know if you spent $100. As long as they're, like, shiny and in good shape when I see you, you're fine. You know, you can tell a lot. I used to have a math teacher whose shoes were always scuffed, and I would always be like, oh, you're missing the boat, buddy.
But I think men with scuffed, that is one thing that I pay attention to. And Richie won't see me in scuffed shoes.
Right. No.
I don't wear. There's something about looking at shoes.
They don't have to be expensive. They
just
have to look nice.
Right. That bothers me.
Yeah.
I mean, on the farm, they're all scuffed up.
Well,
but I'm talking about
more than that, one thing my dad taught me when I was, I don't know, just coming up on 20 or 21, is he's like, man, he goes, I learned something a long time ago, and it makes a big difference. Spend the money on the shoes.
Yeah.
You're in them all day,
but you know what?
Day.
Well, that's the equivalent of a purse with
you
a woman.
You have to have comfortable shoes. You're right.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Health.
Health.
What does a purse have to do with your health?
Nothing.
No, but it has to do with how people view you. I mean, in New York, you can be dressed, you know, in just jeans and a T-shirt. But if you walk into a prestigious store, what they're going to look at is your handbag if you're a woman.
What
or
do
your
you care?
Shoes if you're a guy.
What do I
but
care
if
what
you're
the prestigious
walking
store clerk thinks?
This, if you're
it,
like
it
today.
And also, even just.
Jennifer, are you listening to me?
Even just doormen. At a hotel, I mean, that's what they will treat you differently.
Yeah,
so what?
People are very judgmental.
There
are some things that you just take pride in. When I travel, I try to. My hands are clean, my hair is washed. I wear clean shirts, and today we get on the plane to go to L.A. I've got a pair of khaki pants. I probably, if it were wintertime, Roberta, yes, I'd put on a pair of corduroys with a clean shirt, just because I feel more comfortable being clean. Now, I don't have to be dressed to the nines, but I like to be clean and look
put together.
Yeah, kind of. So, anyway, it's funny how, you know, when it comes down to shoes, and we all have our little bugaboos, and that's one thing. And dirty underwear, ugh, nothing worse.
I don't notice that at first.
Yeah, right. That's not the
unless they smell.
All right, so Roberta, we've got you all fixed up now. Everybody's all set. All right, this is cool. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Dear best friend, it's me, your hostess with the mostest, and I am cordially inviting you to attend the annual Old Navy $2 tank sale. Join us to grab a whole summer's worth of $2 tank tops. And this year, we've even got $4 tees for the whole family. Soon, you'll be inviting me to your parties. It's about time. So say yes to the Old Navy $2 tank sale. Tees are $4, too. They're styles for the whole family. So now you can RSVP to everything.
Thursday through Memorial Day at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
Teams for only select styles only valid May 24th through May 28th.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
If you don't think Sears' big Memorial Day event is the best place to go for home appliances, then you probably don't think baby talk sounds silly.
Aw, you don't need to cry. You're daddy's precious little man. Yes, you are. Did somebody make a little boo-boo in his die-die?
Sounds like somebody needs to think again. Right now, get up to 30% off all Kenmore appliances and floor care, and up to 15% off all other appliance brands. Sears, think again. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Branded savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 520 to 529.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program, 21 after the hour.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. 248-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Turn the page to the next page, and you'll acknowledge Joan Collins, who was born in the state in 1933 from Dynasty. She appeared in Playboy at the age of 50. How many people remember
she's
that?
She's awesome. And Jackie. She's like the ultimate bad girl.
Right.
She's kind of like she's a Lucci.
Right. Jackie Collins, the writer, is her sister. Both done very well for themselves. I don't know much about their family. Both English, obviously. Came from England. Do we know anything about their family? What made them be
smart and successful, obviously.
They are? But they're tarts. They're both tarts, in a sense.
But good ones.
Yeah. Barbara Barry was in Barney Miller, and backstage at the White House, Private Benjamin, Two of a Kind, some of the movies that she was in. She was born in the state in 1931, so happy birthday to her. Then there's Drew Carey's birthday. So great. Born in the state in 1958. Was the Drew Carey show really his first thing?
His first big starring thing.
Yeah.
Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Whose Line was his break. Probably.
That was after. No, Drew Carey's show came first.
Price Is Right
Now.
Yes.
Huh. Yeah. And then the Price Is Right Now. And you know what? I'm a big Drew Carey fan.
Are you?
But I don't think he really. It's you used to watch him. Bob,
I love
on
Drew
the,
Carey. You're right.
It doesn't work on the Price Is Right.
Right. He's not as Bob was just always up. Yeah. And, you
need
know,
game show cheese for the Price Is Right.
Exactly.
Bad choice.
Yeah.
I'd have been a much better.
Yes, you would.
Anatoly Karpov's birthday is today, Richie. Why is he well known?
I don't know. Why?
World champion chess player.
Oh, I should have known that. I beat him.
And yeah, I should
have. I schooled him about 10 years ago. Right. I just forgot about him.
Phil Selway, drummer for Radiohead. Happy birthday to him. He's 45 today. Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Remember him?
Yes.
Boxing Hall of Famer. Won the state in 1954.
Happy back birthday. In the days when boxing was still good.
Right.
Sugar Ray Leonard and all,
I guess it's a matter of, it's sort of a degree.
When it wasn't fixed.
Yeah. Matt Flynn, the drummer for Maroon 5. 42 today. That's a good song. I don't know the song. It's a good song.
That's a good song.
Like it.
Yeah. When was this a hit? This song makes me wonder is what it's called.
4 or 5 years, I guess.
I'm pretty up on most of the pop stuff.
This is Adam Levine singing from The Voice.
Oh, he's in Maroon 5?
He's the singer.
Oh, okay. I guess I knew that. Thank you. Maxwell's birthday is today. What do we know about him, Jennifer?
Not a lot, Dougie.
Okay, so he's not as famous by any stretch of the imagination as our next single name singer.
So long.
It's so
something about this woman that I think is so cool.
She is.
I don't know
how. She seems grounded. She seems down to earth.
Right. You got that yodel that she did when she was on the
program. I'm looking for it right now.
That yodel. But she just seems like she's kind of, okay, so I'm a singer and I'm popular, so what?
Texas girl, she's remembering the fact that she was poor before.
Yeah, right. I think that's cool.
She, Doug is referencing a time when Jewel was out promoting something, so she was doing tours and going on a bunch of radio shows, and it just so happened that our schedule and her schedule didn't fit together real well, so there was only like a 2-minute window for her to be able to join us.
After the yodel.
So we just said, okay, well, let's have her someone on yodel. She was promoting Yahoo. That's what it was. Yahoo! And she's a yodeler. She grew up in school learning how to yodel, so she came on a yodel, and I'm trying to find it now.
That's right. Time's up, Richie.
Yeah.
Anyway, the thought was good. It's 28 after the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Gear up for summer at Sports Authority. You'll find amazing savings on everything you need to make the great outdoors even greater. And when you join the league, our new rewards program, you'll earn 5% back on your purchases. That's 5% back on grills, tents, boats, bikes, plus summertime styles from brands you love, like Adidas, The North Face, and Nike. Save big and officially start your summer at Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
It's Macy's Memorial Day mattress sale. Take an extra 10% off mattresses from Sealy, Beautyrest, Serta, Hotel, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Certapedic Firm Queen 2-piece set for $269 or a Sealy Posturepedic Firm Queen 2-piece set $395. Shop our stores. Go to Macy's.com or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's Memorial Day mattress sale. That's the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families, and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
How may we make your day better when I say we? Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, Doug Steffen, talking about what's going on at the movies. I thought this would be of particular interest to you, Roberta, as you are a big Harry Potter fan. There is an owl problem in England. Many Harry Potter fans thought it would be fun to have a pet owl, just like Harry Potter has a pet owl. Now, it seems they are getting bored with them. They are unwanted. And as a result of that, they're turning them loose. Some have given them to sanctuaries. They're filling up with owls. Pam Tuttle of the Owl Center in Wales said she had only six of the birds prior to the release of the first Harry Potter film, but now they have 100 of them. Where do they get them? Where do owls come from? I think we have an owl on the farm.
Owl eggs?
The other farm.
Yeah, we have owls owl in eggs. Our in the woods behind our house.
Where do they come from? Owl
eggs. Well, but I mean, how did these people get them to have them as pets?
I'm sure that they were bred to be pets.
Yeah, but
pet
how do you
store, just like any other animal.
You get them in a pet store? Any really?
I would imagine. What do you think? They're going out catching wild owls?
I think they are. I think, in fact.
Owls are so cool.
Owls. How'd they get that name?
But they're birds of prey, you know, owls.
Yes.
Owls, like
yes.
Rats
big time.
And mice.
Mice and that sort of thing, yeah. They're all over the farm. They keep the farm clean of all that sort of stuff. Between the cats and the owls, we have a few hawks around.
And they'll eat cats, too. If you've got some small cats, kittens.
They'll eat cats?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, we don't have any small ones around. So, but owls, they seem, it's like anything else. You get this one image of them based on, when I first thought about owls, I was a kid, there was a local potato chip company called Wise.
Yeah.
It was the Wise. Are they still around?
Potato chips, absolutely.
Wise, yeah. And they had, as their logo, a picture of an owl.
It's a Wise. How did owls get to be considered wise?
It's their look. They have these eyes, and there's a sort of prestige that goes with being an owl, right? But isn't an owl a fowl? Owls are fowls,
owl,
right?
Fowl.
Owls are fowls.
They are?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
We knew. What? A
Why
fowl is a...
It's a bird.
They fly.
Mm. Yeah.
They're fowls. I think they are. Do you want to check that out?
Is an owl a fowl?
Is an owl a fowl?
Well, of course it is. All birds are fowl.
Fowl
right?
Is like that.
Or is fowl just water?
Types of birds. Game fowl it, and
isn't
land
a fowl,
fowl
a water bird? Like a duck?
Is an
a
owl
goose?
A fowl?
Right.
Actually,
a swan?
It's all the same, since all fowls are birds.
Okay.
But we often call the large ones fowls. Okay.
All fowls are birds.
Yes.
Right? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what this says.
Okay. All fowls are birds. All right, so that's what's... There's a movie-related story. Another one today. A man in Washington State, fed up with a group of noisy moviegoers, stepped over the seat and punched a 10-year-old kid in the face.
That'll take care of it.
Story at DougStephan.com. The 10-year-old boy was there with some of his friends. The man told police he thought the person he hit was a grown man. They were watching Titanic in 3D.
So how do you use that excuse? I thought this person was a grown man. I thought this 10-year-old boy was a grown man. And hit him in the face. Yeah. You'd have to see his face to hit him in the face, most likely.
Maybe he had the 3D glasses on.
Maybe.
Because they were in a 3D version.
And he thought he was coming at him.
Right. He said this man's name was Yong.
He lunged at me. He was in my face.
Oh, goodness.
Yong Hyun Kim is the man who was arrested at the AMC Kent Station in South Seattle.
He was so tall, I thought he was an adult.
The 10-year-old boy lost a tooth and had a bloody nose.
Nice.
Ay, 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 ay. How about them apples? So, we're reviewing a number of things, ladies and gentlemen, so that you'll be up to date on a lot of things. By the way, those two stories are both there for your perusal at DougStephan.com from today's show. We don't post information in that section about the news of the day, the harder news like the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman thing. You'll never see anything like that at DougStephan.com. Never. You might see in the Facebook side a question about something that relates to a story like this, but you'll never see us highlight, because those things are items you can find anywhere. You don't need me for that. But there is, I guess, a question that's worth a moment or two of our time. Because I saw the survey, people ask any kind of questions at all. And one of the websites that I follow asked whether or not you expect Mr. Zimmerman to be convicted of murder in the Trayvon Martin case. And Americans shot back, pardon the pun, suggesting about a third think Zimmerman will go to jail. About a third. Now, we have three people here right now. Jennifer had to leave. Heather's children are 6 or 8. Roberta, Richie, and me.
Mm-hmm.
Is there one of us who thinks this guy will be found guilty of murder and go to jail?
Mm-hmm. I'm hopeful the justice system will prevail.
Hopeful. Well, but if that doesn't mean that this guy, if the justice system prevails, how do you know this guy's guilty? You've convicted him. You've done what everybody else has done. You've convicted him before he went to trial.
I think there's enough reasonable doubt that...
I'd say you think he is guilty as well, Richie? He should go to jail?
No, I think there's enough reasonable doubt that he will not be convicted.
He will not be convicted. See, I don't think he's going to be convicted either.
Really?
So
there's enough reasonable doubt.
He said
it's all he said, she said.
Yep. Never going to happen.
Proof.
Yep.
Mm.
And then there'll be a big riot down there, like there was in Watts, and they'll burn up cars and blow up buildings and stuff.
Yeah. They better be hiring extra cops and bringing in backup right now, because that's the way it's going to go down. They will not have him. There will be reasonable doubt. He will get off, and there will be riots, sadly.
Yeah. And you just wonder about this.
Because
thing going
the case
back
has already been tried in the court of public opinion.
Yeah, of course it has. It was
it's
tried
done.
The first day.
Done.
He was guilty.
Yep.
The first day.
And he may be.
I think he is, but I don't think you're going to
get conviction. Well, he certainly shot him and killed him, but, was he defending himself?
Yeah. Never figured out. All right, here's some good news for a person. And this gives you hope about the whole system. And I haven't really done a lot of good news. I haven't really focused on good news lately, Richie, like I used to. This is a great story about
somebody.
We're all
ready for some. Bring it.
Yeah. Well, this is the story of somebody who suffered a devastating spinal cord injury. The man was paralyzed from the waist down, and he could no longer use his hands. 71-year-old man has now regained use of his thumb, his index finger, and the middle finger, and can now feed himself. and right. Now, we all take, the reason I bring this up is mostly because we, you and me, take this sort of thing for granted, don't we? Pick up a pen, write. Right? Use your thumb or your index finger to do any number of things. But if you don't have it, it's, I mean, I don't even think you can imagine. Can you imagine not being able to use either of your hands? You have, they are there, you look at them, they don't work. You try, you put your brain into gear and try to make it work, it doesn't work.
You see amazing videos all the time of people who have, you know, they're missing their hands or feet, whatever, and they can overcome and do the most amazing things.
They rerouted Richie, the nerves in his arm, to restore communication between his brain and his hand.
Wow.
They took the neural pathway between his brain and his upper arm, and they rerouted. They found new nerves. It's like putting new wiring in the house.
Yeah.
Old houses, you put new wiring in. They took a nerve from one part of his body and replaced the nerve that was damaged with the nerve from the other. I don't, you know, do you, have you ever seen a nerve? I've never seen what we have all through our body.
No.
But I, what do they look like?
I see pictures of
little
them.
Little wires?
Diagrams of them at the chiropractor's office.
I remember when Tony had so much trouble after she had her arm amputated, she had what they call phantom arm, because the nerves are just hanging there. And when you are exposed to something, you still feel it through those nerves that are there. But I never looked. I didn't want to look to see what they look like. But, you know, in this circumstance, isn't that cool? This fellow, and normally they don't do operations like this on somebody 71 years old. They figure, oh, well, it's the end of the line. Why waste our time?
Well, they do when it's experimental and they want to see if they can, you know.
This was a new, you're right, Richie, pioneering procedure in medicine to reroute nerves. I just think.
And obviously the guy has to sign off. Hey, listen, this could be the end of the road when we put you under the knife here.
Yeah.
Are you willing to be the guinea pig?
Yep.
He obviously was. That was he obviously wanted to take that risk.
Yeah. All right, anyway, that's we have we got our poll at DougStephan.com about Ronald Reagan's blood being auctioned off.
The woman who worked in the lab when Reagan was shot and had his blood drawn apparently stole a vial of his blood and has been holding on to it all these years, and now her son is auctioning it off.
Great.
Sick.
It really is sick. All right, who does that kind of stuff? 16 before the hour. Notice Roberta didn't say anything, Rich. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
She'd be the first in line for Reagan's blood.
Yeah. Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg talking to all the architects out there listening right now. Okay, if you are not an architect, guess what? You can also listen in. Because one of the professions that I think we can all learn from is the people who do architectural work. Now, why is that? Because they are designing the future. They take a concept. They take a dream. They draw it on a piece of paper. They plan it. They get everybody involved in taking those plans and making a building out of it. What a tremendous profession that each and every one of us can learn from, because we all have ideas, we all have dreams, we all have a future. But do we sit there and map it out and plan it out and get people involved in helping us achieve it? If we don't do it yet, think of ourselves as the architectures of our future. We're the ones who design it, we're the ones who plan it, we build our lives. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to Andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's Andro400.com, Andro400.com.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Memorial Day weekend at Ace, get a Craftsman cordless trimmer blower combo. Was $119.99, now just $99.99.
The weekend is coming!
Or pick up Miracle-Gro 2-cubic foot potting mix, $9.99 each with a $4 mail-in rebate available. So get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Prices good at participating Ace stores May 25th through 28th may not be combined with other offers. Limit 2 rebates total for Miracle-Gro purchases. Additional conditions apply. See store for details.
All right, can we have New Jersey's favorite son, the boss, with some music in honor of the two items today from Jersey from today's show at DougStephan.com. We're always ready for another tune from the boss.
Think Mrs. Springsteen, call it. What's your pleasure?
Mrs. Springsteen, yeah.
Backstreets.
Okay.
All right, so let's set this up. The first story is about a man who is ticketed for not saving his Jeep from going off of a cliff. Listen to this. This guy had two options, save his Jeep or save his son.
Oh.
His other option was to let his son die and go to jail. Frank Roeder is his name. He was ticketed for failing to use his emergency brake, after which his Jeep flew into the Rahway River. He leapt out of the vehicle because his son opened the door and was running straight toward a 35-foot embankment. He hopped out of the car. I thought he was okay. I was going to park. He just took off, though. Made a beeline like he was going to jump over the edge. The guy jumps out of his Jeep, runs after his 5-year-old boy named Aiden. But his Jeep wasn't so lucky. The child looks at his father's daddy, and he turns around. The Jeep was gone. He went over the embankment into the water. The policeman who came handed him a pair of tickets, one for not using his handbrake, the other for failure to produce an insurance card, which, was in the Jeep at the bottom of the river. What a but! This is why people
they
despise the police.
This kind
of stuff. Despise
them. That's so stupid.
Just despicable stuff. All right, here's one that's not quite so bad. Hey, New Jersey, as a matter of fact, actually quite a good story. A fellow construction worker jumping into a vat. Did you hear this story?
Yeah, no. We actually talked about this.
Did we? I must not have been around.
Yeah, it's a good story. It's worth telling again. That's amazing.
You tell the story, because you probably told it better.
I don't have it in front of me, but basically...
fell through a 40-foot, the roof collapsed.
Fell through the roof and fell into a vat of watered-down acid, but still acid. It was a 30% solution of acid.
Ew.
And a guy selflessly jumped into the vat, waist high, with jeans and boots on, and went over and pulled the guy out and saved his life and got 30 degree burns on himself.
Yeah.
Oh, my
goodness. By the way, Roberta, I switched from Backstreets to the river in honor of the guy's Jeep going in the river.
So. Okay.
This seems to work.
All right, so we're happy to have the boss here.
Doug, would you jump in a vat of acid for me?
I would, Richie. Make sure that I held you down.
That's it.
51 after the hour, good day.
In our Jeep.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail: women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Anxious moments in the air, a threatening note, and a diverted flight. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. U.S. Airways Flight 787 from Paris, bound for Charlotte, North Carolina. The aircraft, a 767 with 179 passengers and a crew of 9 aboard. What was an uneventful flight suddenly became eventful around midday yesterday. Not exactly sure what was said there in the communication between the flight controllers and cockpit crew. Truthfully, it's always hard to figure out what they're saying. But the word holdover was used, and here's why the flight was diverted to and held over in Bangor, Maine. A female passenger aboard the flight allegedly handed a note to a flight attendant claiming that she had a surgically implanted device. Passenger Anthony Kobayashi was sitting just a few rows away.
It seemed like not many people had any awareness of the actual situation when the announcement was made to land.
Kobayashi says the captain announced there would be an unscheduled landing for fuel due to unexpected headwinds. When the flight landed, passengers say the person in question, described as a French woman from Cameroon, was quickly swarmed and handcuffed by authorities. Bangor International Airport spokesman Tony Caruso said the passengers on that flight handled the situation well.
Passengers were relatively calm given the situation, which is good to hear, and they certainly remain calm.
Eventually, U.S. Airways Flight 787 did take off from Bangor and arrived safely at its original destination, Charlotte, North Carolina. The investigation continues as to the alleged threat that was made, but we're told no bomb or internal device of any kind was found. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
After discovering and amassing some of the most sought-after hoards of gold coins of the past 100 years, the New York Mint is announcing the public release from its vaults of the famous $10 gold Indian, struck from 1907 to 1933. It's amazing that this hoard of coins even exists. When the nation was gripped by an economic frenzy in 1933, millions of gold coins were officially recalled and lost forever to government meltdowns. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a limited number of these sought-after $10 gold Indians on a first-come, first-served basis. Call now for free historical information. You'll also receive a collector's CVD absolutely free. Call 1-800-608-9425. All of these magnificent $10 gold Indians are security in uncertain economic times, so both collectors and investors will be eager to get their hands on this important part of American history. Act fast to ensure you don't miss this special opportunity. For free historical information and a free collector's DVD, Call 1-800-608-9425. That's 1-800-608-9425.
On Wall Street, stocks basically flat yesterday. With renewed fears about Greece, Facebook shares fell on their third day of trading as well. The Dow off 2 points to 12,503. S&P gaining a fraction of a point. NASDAQ was down 8. Oil prices, 91 cents a barrel lower, finishing at $91.66. Some positive news from the housing market. The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales were up last month, and home prices are continuing to rise. Sales were up nearly 3.5% from March, and the median existing home price in April was about $177,000. That's up more than 10% from the year before. This is the sound of a downpour, and this was heard for much of the day yesterday in the Miami, Florida area. A record amount of rain, more than 5.5 inches of rain fell by last night. Sheets of rain coming down on Doral, where there were reports of cars floating. This woman wasn't going to take a chance crossing the street in her car.
It is dangerous, especially for your car. If you're the only transportation you have, you got to be very careful with that.
The National Weather Service says a patch of unsettled weather stretching from Cuba across South Florida into the Bahamas won't be moving out of the area until late this week. More rain expected today. And finally, it's one of those what would you do if it happened to you scenarios. Here we go. You're at an ATM. Enter your PIN number. And you conduct your transaction. For me, it usually ends with the words insufficient funds. You notice something, though. Money is sitting there, sticking out of the deposit slot. Lots of money. What would you do? All of this did happen this past Sunday to Adriana Allen of Boynton Beach, Florida. She found $1,800 sticking out of that deposit slot at a Chase Bank ATM. What did she do?
When I had the money in my hand, right away, I said, oh my God, what am I going to do with this money? And I just bought my car, dialed 911.
Yep, she dialed 911. Adriana said she never even thought about keeping the cash.
I come from a Cuban family with very strong belief of the only money you keep is what you earn.
And Adriana has certainly earned accolades for doing the right thing here. I'd like to believe most of us would have done the same. If for no other reason, we'd be paranoid about those surveillance cameras inside the ATM. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Gear up for summer at Sports Authority. You'll find amazing savings on everything you need to make the great outdoors even greater. And when you join the league, our new rewards program, you'll earn 5% back on your purchases. That's 5% back on grills, tents, boats, bikes, plus summertime styles from brands you love, like Adidas, The North Face, and Nike. Save big and officially start your summer at Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.